The scores won't be official until the Texas Education Agency releases state accountability results Wednesday. But district officials say they've discussed Rodriguez with the Education Commissioner and decided it will close at the end of the 2018-2019 school year. Starting this year, state law requires the commissioner to either close a campus or replace the district's school board if it fails state standards 5 years in a row. SAISD Board President Patty Radel says they don't want to close the school.
But as it is, as the law is at this point, they're telling us that we do have to close it. And it concerns us about the impact of that on the community. So we're going to do the best we can in working with those parents.
Rodriguez was one of six SAISD schools at risk of state sanctions this year. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.